Hi, everybody. My name's Linda, and I'm an addict. Hi, Lovey. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be anywhere. It's a pleasure to be welcomed. And it's always humbling to be asked to serve in any capacity. So I'd like to thank Rosetta for asking me to come and share a little bit of my experience, strength, and hope in Narcotics Anonymous. I'll share a little history. That first banner over there, more will be revealed, initiated in the Bay Area. And a couple people at Area Service decided they wanted to have a convention. We were going to have an area convention. And we realized that it kind of took a little bit of manpower, and this was quite a long time ago, and that we probably didn't have the manpower that it would take in the Bay Area. So we went to the region, and at that time, the Bay Area was part of the CMP region, and we said, we'd like you to have a convention, and we would like to host it. So that's how that all came about, and I participated at that convention as the vice chair, and I have very fond memories. And it's very important for me to think about what I did in the beginning, because I'm not here as an old-timer. I think it's kind of embarrassing to even think that. Frankly, I still need to remain teachable. And so there are people that came here before me that I seek my guidance from and that I try to learn from still today. And one of the things that I was taught very early on is to always remain teachable, and I try to do that to the best of my ability and listen to the people that came before me and continue to be open-minded and do things that I might not understand but that I need to still be willing to do anyway. So I think that the reason I'm still here today is that I got a firm foundation as a newcomer, that when I came to my first meeting, I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous through a treatment center, and that when I came to my first meeting and the fog started to lift and I went to the 90 meetings in 90 days that I was told to go to, I realized that this was what I had been looking for my whole life. And that the problem that I had was called the disease of addiction, and the solution was called Narcotics Anonymous. And from that moment forward, I needed to be willing to do the things that I was in no uncertain terms told to do when I got here. I was told to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I was told to have a sponsor, a woman if I was a woman, and a man if you were a man. I was told to put my name on a home group list and attend that meeting every week. I was told to have a service position in that home group, and I was told to read the literature and to work the steps. And first and foremost, that I could not be in a program of recovery if I wasn't abstinence from drugs. So abstinence was the foundation. And so I got on this path, and the reason I say that is because I think that I'm still here because I look at the program that I have to practice as the Narcotics Anonymous program. And what that means to me is the same thing that I did at day one, I need to do today. My program has not morphed into Linda's program. It's not that I have to do any less the longer I stay here, or that I get to pick and choose what I might want to do on any given year of my recovery. I still today do what I was told to do when I got here. And I've experienced a lot of life since I've been here, obviously, but recovery has always remained my first priority. It's not my only priority. I've had the privilege of being able to get an education since I've been here. I've had the opportunity to meet a partner and get married and have children. I've had the opportunity to open my own business. And I've had many, many gifts by keeping Narcotics Anonymous and the program that I work my first priority. I've been given all of these other opportunities, but they are not my first priority. I hold very dear the reality that what I place before my recovery will keep me from having my recovery. And so it may seem crash or harsh or difficult to comprehend if you're new that my children do not come before my recovery, and that my daughter is at home right now taking her SAT test, and should I be there supporting her and making sure she's doing the test and all of that? Probably so in somebody's mind. But the reality is what I need to do is be a member in good standing in Narcotics Anonymous so that I can then bring myself to my other relationships. And that's how I work it. So I've missed the homecoming now and again, and I've missed the great soccer game that my son scored the goal in, la, la, la. But by missing those things, I get to participate in their full life for the long term. And I think that that is one thing that I see people that get a substantial amount of clean time falter on. You know, what happens is we get some time, and we have this built-in forgetter, and time and working a program and working the steps and having a sponsor and being integral in our program gives us the opportunity to have a life. And sometimes when recovery doesn't remain the first priority, I watch people put themselves further and further towards the edge, you know, not remain in the middle, steadfast in the middle. And the disease creeps in, and it can say, you know, you really don't need to go to that many meetings, and you were of service for so many years, you don't need to continue to do that. And it has an open opportunity to manipulate into thinking that I can do less and still receive what I have. And I'm a firm believer that the less I do, the less I get, and that if I don't continue to stay in the middle, I will get to the edge, and there will be something in my recovery that makes me question whether I should be able to get through that with using. So I don't think that I have a drug problem today. I haven't used drugs in a really long time. I don't kid myself in any way to think that I may not have a drug problem in the future if I don't continue to keep Narcotics Anonymous my first priority. So that's one thing that I've continued to do. Another thing is that I have always had a home group. Linda and I were talking before the meeting. I asked her where her home group was, and the home group that I have was the first meeting that I ever went to in Narcotics Anonymous. I was taken there by a treatment center. And my first day out of treatment, I went to that meeting, and I put my name on the list, and I began making the coffee. And from that day till this day, I have continued to be in that home group on Wednesday nights at Some Are Sicker Than Others, making coffee or giving out key tags or secretarying or doing some form of service in Narcotics Anonymous. And I have never, since I have been here, been without a service position. And I believe that that is very important to my recovery. I do not any longer believe that I need to have six, but I do believe that everybody needs to have one. And that if we all just did one thing, we could function a lot more healthy, and Narcotics Anonymous could benefit a lot more from the contributions of the many instead of the few. Just a personal belief. So I have, since I've been here, had some service position in Narcotics Anonymous. And many years, that was at many different levels. I've had the privilege to serve on every level of service in Narcotics Anonymous. But that hasn't gone without having a service position in my home group. And I've met many people along this journey that have contributed in unimaginable ways. And I've had the opportunity to go all over the country and the world and be a member and go into a meeting in, you know, California or Florida or wherever I've been and still feel a part of and still feel connected. I don't feel as connected as I do at the Wednesday night Some Are Sicker Than Others meeting. Those people know me. But even if I go to a meeting, I was had the privilege to go to the World Convention in London in 1985, and the people that I went with wanted to go to Paris for a couple of days, and I really wasn't interested, but they dragged me anyway. And I found myself in a meeting in Paris in French, and I took 4 years of French in high school, but don't remember a thing. So I didn't understand anything that was being said. At the same time, I understood everything that was being said. So it doesn't matter where I go. There's the common bond of just being in the chair, being in the room, hearing the readings, experiencing the bond that I cannot get anyplace else in the world. So I remain teachable. I remain of service. And I try to remain grateful. You know, there's many, many spiritual principles that we have here that I learned through working the steps, right? But the two that have always been very dear to my heart are gratitude and vigilance. And I practice gratitude because it helps me to have a good attitude. And in the first step, what I learned was that the only thing that I have control over is my own attitude and my own actions, and everything else is beyond my control. And so if I practice the principle of gratitude, my attitude keeps me here. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me remembering that it could always be worse, no matter how hard I think the day in front of me is, no matter how difficult the situation might be, no matter what life stresses come. If I am grateful for what I have and the opportunities that are presented to me and look at them with a grateful heart instead of a righteous one, I can always find the benefit of being in Narcotics Anonymous and for being in the position that I am at that moment, if I'm willing to look at it from a grateful place. And the other thing is, I have to remain vigilant. And I'm very big on that, you know. There's a saying that if we don't get away from the basics, that we never have to go back to them. And I'm a person who stays very grounded in the simplicity of this program. This is a very basic program that we can complicate to the nth degree. And it's very basic and very simple. And if I just do the basics, I don't ever have to get far enough away to have to try to somehow return to them. What I've observed from the people that have come before me and many that have come after me is that it is much harder to return to the basics than it is to leave them. And so I still continue to have an attitude of a newcomer and work the program from a newcomer perspective and just go to meetings regularly, write my steps, call my sponsor on a regular basis. I'm never too clean to have a sponsor or to remain teachable. I'm never too clean to write the steps again. I'm never too clean to have a coffee maker position. I'm never too clean to answer the phone or pick somebody up or take somebody home from a meeting. And I hope that I never get too clean to do those things. I believe that if I get to that place, I have one foot out the door. And so my experience is that I've had the opportunity to have a wonderful life built for myself by keeping Narcotics Anonymous first and foremost in my recovery and in my life. And I don't have anything that I would prefer my life to be. I have beautiful relationships with people. I don't go into any Narcotics Anonymous meeting and feel like I have a bag that I'm carrying, or feel that there is somebody that I can't sit beside, or somebody that I'm not willing to help, or somebody that I'm not willing to ask for help. You know, I live a pretty simple life. By practicing these principles, I've been freed of carrying all those bags. You know, I've worked the steps over and over. I've continued to remain having a relationship with my sponsor. And no matter how long I am here, I call my sponsor every single week. I am not a person who gets away from that relationship. I don't believe that I can have a relationship with a sponsor or many other people, frankly, if I talk to you on a quarterly basis. You know, that's not really a person that's going to have a true relationship with me. What they're getting is blips on the radar screen, and they're getting long periods of abstinence with very short periods of conversing. And somebody cannot help me if I don't let them in, and I don't let them know what's going on a regular basis. So it's my commitment to my own recovery that no matter how long I'm here, I continue to call my sponsor every single week. If I don't speak to her, I do speak to her answering machine, and I give her my little rundown of what's gone on, of what I might be having an issue with, or what I might need to talk to her about the next time I speak to her. And that keeps the relationship flowing. So the next week when I happen to speak to her, she'll say, "Hey, what happened with that from the previous week?" And it keeps continuity for me. And so it's very important to me to continue to do the things that I've always done to stay in the middle. And that does not mean in any way that I don't have a life beyond Narcotics Anonymous. I do. I have relationships with people in my neighborhood. You know, I go to neighborhood parties. I sit on the little board of directors in my neighborhood, and I go to the neighborhood cleanup, and I participate at the school, and I do all those kind of real life things. But I do not put those things before my meeting attendance, my ability to work the steps, my willingness to call people back, my willingness to have a relationship with the sponsor and sponsees, and my willingness to be of service to this fellowship. If I can't do those things, the other things outside of Narcotics Anonymous are going to go to the wayside anyway. So it's a simple message for me. I've become an old timer, in Rosetta's view, I guess, because I continue to look at my life like I'm a newcomer. And I never forget where I came from, and I never forget for any minute that I can go back there again. I may not have a drug problem today, but I certainly well can in the future. And the only difference between me and somebody who continues to come back over and over and over and not have the ability to get time is that at that moment in time, when they think of using as a solution, when they have that confronted to them, and it's right in front of them, and it is their solution for that moment to whatever it is that they're going through, the feeling they might have caught from a conversation, the sadness of the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job or a partner, you know, life on life's terms, whatever life on life's terms has presented to that addict who has relapsed, in that moment, they see using as a solution. That is the only difference between me and them. And in that moment in my life, when I'm presented with loss and difficulty and communication problems and life on life's terms, finances, divorce, business problems, problems with my children, problems with my partnership, all of those things, is that I do not believe that using is going to be a solution to any of them. It is going to be one more massive problem. And that's the basic difference. And so I've been able to stay here and put one day after another day after another day for a pretty good while now by having a very basic program, looking very simply at my life, not making a lot of big deals about myself, remaining humble, and forever being grateful and vigilant and keeping my recovery first. It's really that simple for me. That's my basic message. And I'll forever be grateful to Narcotics Anonymous and this convention for the memories that I have. Keep coming back.
Okay, for our next speaker, it would be Al O. of Brooklyn, New York.